Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, upgrading windows to help curb appeal and keep homes efficient. More at callmosby.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Thursday, May 22nd. I'm Arla Kuziz. August Wilson's play Radio Golf looks at the ways Black Americans can be played against one another when seeking success in predominantly white spaces.
We went downtown and somebody told us that we were better than our brother that lived on the south side, and we believed it. So now we start looking at our brother like he's not worth a dime.
St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin brings us the story behind the Black Rep's historic production of Radio Golf. That's coming up on The Gateway. The Federal Emergency Management Agency started assessing damage from last week's tornado yesterday. Four teams were dispatched in the city and one in the county. Each team included members of FEMA and the city and state emergency management agencies. Mike O'Connell is communications director for the Missouri Department of Public Safety, which runs SEMA.
There's a full court press to give the accurate information to demonstrate to the federal government just how bad the need is in St. Louis and in other parts of the state.
Missouri has three federal disaster requests this year that haven't been fulfilled. FEMA hopes to finish surveying personal property damage this week. The Greater St. Louis chapter of the American Red Cross says there's still space for people needing help at shelters in St. Louis after a tornado struck the region last week. St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wimbley has more from a woman staying at the 12th and Park Recreational Center on Tucker Boulevard.
I'm at the 12th and Park location, and people are sitting with their families and others are asleep. Dozens of residents from the Alumnus Gardens apartment building in the Ville were displaced by the tornado that touched down on May 16th. Cerise Johnson is one of those residents staying here at the shelter. She says the storm was devastating.
I had looked up to the ceilings. The ceiling like it was breathing, going up and down like it was trying to take the ceiling off.
Residents will soon be placed in a hotel while their apartment is repaired. As of Wednesday evening, there were about 163 displaced people across the three shelter locations in St. Louis. You can find details on those shelter locations at stlpr.org. I'm Lucretia Wimbley, St. Louis Public Radio.
The head of St. Louis's City Emergency Management is on leave after their failure to activate emergency sirens before Friday's tornado. Mayor Kara Spencer says Sarah Russell will be on paid administrative leave pending the outcome of an outside investigation into the failure. The mayor said Wednesday that Russell had served the city in good faith.
We cannot move forward without providing accountability, ensuring that we have a robust emergency management system in place to ensure that our residents will be alerted in times of severe weather.
The St. Louis Fire Department is now in charge of activating the sirens. A test Tuesday revealed that required equipment at department headquarters is not working. Spencer says someone from the department will be at SEMA until the console is fixed. The state of Illinois has launched a public survey on adding much faster passenger trains that would run through from Chicago to St. Louis. Raymond Lai is with the High Speed Rail Commission, which is helping with the study. He says 200-mile-per-hour trains would expand job opportunities for many.
Say they can live, in Bloomington Normal. They work in Chicago. I mean, they can do the daily commute through high-speed train, for example.
The state has started a feasibility study that would also explore connecting services to other Illinois cities currently not on the Chicago to St. Louis route. The country is in the midst of an earlier-than-usual humidity wave. Parts of Illinois and Missouri have been blanketed with significant moisture this past week, and it's still hanging around. The Midwest Newsroom's Holly Edgel reports on why this spring feels so steamy.
The reason for the swampy spell is higher than normal dew points. That's a temperature at which air becomes saturated with water vapor. A 60-degree dew point produces muggy air. A 75-degree dew point feels extremely uncomfortable, like a rainforest. Dew points have hovered between these two numbers across the region. Here's climate scientist Chris Gloninger.
As the air temperature goes up, it holds more moisture, and that can mean humidity, that can mean higher dew points. So it is directly connected when you have a warming climate.
Gloninger says the current humidity arises from the unusually warm Caribbean Sea. Warmer air evaporates faster, adding more moisture to the air. For the Midwest Newsroom, I'm Holly Edgel.
There's no parallel in American theater to August Wilson's American Century Cycle, 10 plays that together depict a century of change in one neighborhood of Pittsburgh. The Black Rep's production of the cycle's final play, Radio Gulf, marks a milestone for the company and its artists. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports, the play confronts the challenge of lifting Black neighborhoods up without changing them into something else.
Some people get into golf for the competition or the exercise. The aggravation comes free. But the sport can also offer a golf cart ride into the smoky back room, where power brokers seal business deals with backslaps after a friendly round. Golf invites from former Urban League leader Jim Buford did wonders for the founder of the Black Rep, Ron Himes.
Jim would say, "Come on, Ron, I need you to play in this foursome with this CEO, this person from the foundation, these big donors." I could play golf with people who Ron Himes, the producing director of the Black Rep, could not get a meeting with.
Himes says golf plays a similar role for some of the folks in Radio Golf. He's in the cast of the play. It centers on two Black businessmen who return to their old neighborhood to build a big housing and shopping development. They say it'll lift the community up, but first they need to tear a chunk of it down. Velma Austin plays Mame, who's married to the lead developer. Sitting with castmates, Austin says Black folks can get played against one another when somebody achieves financial success in a predominantly white space.
You know, somewhere along the line, we got lost. We went downtown, mm-hmm. and somebody told us that we were better than our brother that lived mm-hmm. on the south side, and we believed it. Somebody lied to us and told us that we're worth 25 cents. So now we start looking at our brother like he's not worth a dime.
Mame's husband is named Harmon. He's about to break ground on the development as he launches a campaign for mayor. Reginald Wilson plays the role.
Did you solicit money from anybody?
Now that's a $10 word with a $5 meaning.
In this scene from an early rehearsal, Harmon meets Ron Himes' character, a neighborhood elder who tells him Pittsburgh will never allow a Black man to be mayor.
This is America, the land of opportunity. I can be mayor. I can be anything I want.
You got to have the right quarter. America is a giant slot machine. You walk up to it, you put your quarter in, and it spits it right back out. You look at the coin, you think maybe it's a Canadian quarter. So you look at it again, and sure enough, it's an American quarter. It's spent for everybody else, but it don't spend for you. Now, is the problem with the quarter or with the machine? Somebody running for mayor ought to know that.
This production of Radio Golf marks a milestone that's been decades in the making. The August Wilson Center says this is the first time a company has produced all 10 plays in the American Century Cycle twice. Ron Himes says that's the result of a lot of work.
If you could complete that cycle, it's a major accomplishment for the company. It's been a major accomplishment for a group of artists, too.
Those artists include Himes and Ron L. Connor, who have now both acted in all 10 plays. Connor has held that goal since discovering Wilson's work in college.
And it jumped off the page. That's how August speaks to me. I know the people. I grew up with the people. I was like, who was sitting in my mother's kitchen? He writes how they talk.
Radio Golf is set in 1997. That's the year Tiger Woods first won the Masters tournament. As the Black Rep's production makes clear, it closes August Wilson's epic examination of American life with an observation that for Black Americans seeking to boost their communities, the fairway can turn into a minefield. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Tracy Tong edited that report. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Ala Kuziz, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this has been The Gateway.